Here's my idea of a perfect summer song.
I'm not talking about moving in, and I don't want to change your life. But there's a warm wind blowing, the stars around, and I'd really love to see you tonight.
It's light, it's romantic, it's full of longing. A song from the summer of 1976. Okay, some of us like to reach way back for our musical pleasures. But I'd Really Love to See You Tonight by England Dan and John Ford Coley is likely not the choice of our favorite music men, Will Hermes, senior contributing writer with Spin Magazine, and Tom Moon, music critic for the Philadelphia Inquirer. We asked them to make some summer music picks for us. Will Hermes joins us from our bureau in New York, and Tom Moon is there in Philadelphia. Hi, gentlemen.
Hiya.
Hi.
Now, please do not be polite. Will, do you think that I'd Really Love to See You Tonight is, if not perfect, at least an acceptable summer song?
Oh, that's a very good summer song. It has that sort of wistful quality, and it's a love song. And summer songs sort of take two forms. They're either love songs or they're party songs. And I think that's a very warm and fuzzy love song.
Well, bring us to something from a little more today-ish, will you? What would your pick be, Will?
Well, the song that's been dominating the charts for weeks now is by a St. Louis artist named Nelly.
Well, Will Hermes, that sounds exactly like I'd Really Love to See You Tonight to my ear.
It's a love song. It's getting hot in here. I want to take my clothes off. That is a summer sentiment.
What do you think, Tom?
Oh, I think it's a great summer song. It's got all the requisite, you know, musical elements, some nice cowbell, slapping percussion, and it's just one of those hooks that you do hear coming out of cars, coming out of store windows, and, you know, it's been the inescapable song of this summer.
Any choice that might be a little more modest from either one of you?
There's that Sheryl Crow song, Soak Up the Sun.
Uh-huh.
Right, which I think is trying to so hard to be a summer song.
Tom and Will, this is the kiss of death to any piece of music, but I must tell you, I know this song from my jazzercise class.
It's an inescapably catchy song. It actually kind of irritates me lyrically just because Sheryl Crow spends her time hanging out with, like, rock star millionaires, and the lyrics are about how, you know, she just doesn't really have that much money, but you just got to be happy for what you got. But that Rolling Stone sort of guitar slide sound, it's just, it's irresistible.
Oh, that slide guitar reminds me of another great summer song, the America classic Sister Golden Hair. It's that same sort of slurpy slide guitar that's in
there. Oh, yeah. America had a lot of great summer songs. Ventura Highway and
sure.
Horse with No Name. Those were great summer songs in the day.
Tom, why did you say that Sheryl Crow was trying so hard? Does that song sound forced to you at all?
It really does, and it feels like she set herself out to write a summer song. There's a joylessness to the lyrics and the sentiment. It just feels like, I'm going to do this exercise, I'm going to write this summer song, and we're going to use every possible summer iconography, both in the lyrics and the video.
Oh, the video is insufferable.
They really went. The video finds her on a beach playing acoustic guitar, you know, diving off of rocks, the whole nine.
Right, and the theme of deprivation in the lyrics doesn't enter into the video at all,
right,
somehow.
Right, she's
typically
not deprived. It's a very fancy beach she's on.
Okay, give us another one.
Well, we have a new Red Hot Chili Peppers record, and for my money, it's just filled with summer songs.
Silver out of the jets of a lifetime. Go and get her, I got her on my mind. Nothing better, the feeling is so fine. Simply put, I saw your love stream flow.
Now, do you hear California in that song?
Oh, absolutely.
All over it. I think it's in the subliminal waves crashing in the background, that sort of mid-tempo song where even if you're not at the beach, it sort of sounds like you're at the beach.
They make usually a lot more noise, don't they, those Red Hot Chili Pepper people?
Yeah, this is a much more of a refined record. I hear them trying to emulate the Beach Boys in places and emulate some other people. Actually, some of the vocal harmonies in that song in other spots of the chorus are just beautiful, like sort of wide open California dreaming kind of vocal harmonies. Come on, baby.
Oh, very nice indeed. Good harmony.
Yeah, those guys are really, they put together a record that's just so beautiful.
Listen, neither one of you has picked anything by the Beach Boys. Is this a statement you're making? Or?
That actually is my summer song.
It seemed too easy, sort of. Yeah.
They are all prototypical summer songs, the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
The summer songs by which all others are measured.
Well, what's your choice?
Oh, I'd say Wouldn't It Be Nice.
Tom Moon and Will Hermes, I must say that those songs were performed with them being fully clothed and everybody who listened to them also fully clothed. One last choice.
In New York in the summer of 1982, I remember one song distinctly that was booming out of every car system that rolled down the street, and it was strange and electronic and unlike anything I'd ever heard before, and every time I hear it now, it sort of evokes the sort of feel of hot sidewalks and exhaust fumes, and they seem wonderful somehow. That was Planet Rock by Afrika Bambaataa and the Soul Sonic Force. A great electro song, really the first electro song from the summer of 1982.
Wow, it was terrific. Tom, anything to add, or are you reaching for your suntan oil?
I got my headphones on. I'm ready to go to the beach.
Thanks the two of you so much for picking summer songs for us. Will Hermes is senior contributing writer for Spin magazine. Tom Moon is music critic for the Philadelphia Inquirer.